Are you listening? Damn.
Welcome back to the 314 Podcast. Been on a little bit of break. I'm your host, Weezer Weir. Been working on other projects. It's a little slow period in sports, but guess what? We're back and we're coming at you hopefully every week now for the foreseeable future. Normally at this point, I would do a Kings take, but we've been off for a while, and we got a lot to talk about, so we're going to skip that, and I'm going to bring in my co-host, Gabe Diamond. What's up, Gabe?
Stop lying to our audience. You know this isn't coming up every week.
Oh, well, maybe not with you.
I can't believe you said that with a straight face.
Oh, you know.
Because you've been busy with other projects. What exactly are those other projects, Weez?
Well, luckily, you were talking about that. I've been working
on... Taking out the trash.
Oh, is that him?
putting down the Christmas lights.
Is that him? Were we able to get Rockstar Ryan found time from his busy tour to come and join us on the podcast? Ryan, Rockstar karaoke legend, welcome to the show. I'm glad to see we're not too small for you.
What's up?
That's a wow.
I thought we weren't doing this. I thought he was big leaguing us, Weez.
That's the problem. I mean, we haven't really been able to do it because Ryan's been living the dream every Thursday night at Ballpark Village, singing with his man, Todd Thomas, a.k.a. that one guy who I once brought up on this podcast. Ryan's yet to bring that up to him. But he has bought him a couple drinks.
It's gone both ways. He bought you a drink too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It's a cute relationship you and that one guy have formed here over the past couple weeks.
Yeah, what's going on at BPV? You guys making friends?
Yeah, just having fun.
If you don't know what we're talking about, every Thursday night till the baseball season starts at Ballpark Village, they do Rockstar Karaoke, which is karaoke with a real band. And Ryan Grimes is a regular and is known for bringing down the house.
I've been up there three times the last 2 months.
I've seen one of them.
Kind of.
Gabe went once.
Kind of. I was tired. I was very tired.
That's the word for over intoxicated.
So wait, let me get this straight. Are you singing the same songs every time?
I'm trying to mix a few stuff in. A few things in.
He goes with a different Bob Seger song every week.
Love that, Bob Seger.
They just have a limited song list from what I can do, so I've tried to. I've broadened my horizons to even start that.
Their list that's limited, or is it your list that's limited?
Their list is limited to what I know, but still, they don't have a very selective list. But
hey, you're right. That's on them.
Yeah. Why don't you just call out your boy Todd Thomas and the operation he's running? Wait till he hears about this next week.
Speaking about was it Michigan, Detroit, Bob Seger? It's official today, right? Calvin Johnson, Megatron. He gone.
Retired. Story that broke about a month ago, but not official till today when he actually filed the paperwork. And this era, this like let's call it 6 months where legends have announced their retirement or have actually retired. Like faces that we grew up with as kids, Peyton, Kobe, not so much Megatron because he's still young. He is my age. What do you think legend. About these?
He's quasi semi legend. I mean, I don't know. Does he go to the Hall of Fame? I don't think so. Right?
Yeah, he does. Just he's not a first ballot guy.
I don't know. Wide receivers. There's a lot of guys out there still not in.
Yeah, I mean, but I would say Isaac Bruce is a more Hall of Fame wide receiver than Calvin Johnson.
T.O. didn't get voted in this year. T.O. got passed by Marvin Harrison.
And I think Torrey Holt
got like the second most catches ever or something.
I think Torrey Holt's better.
Sure. I mean, you just got a ton of guys before Calvin Johnson because statistically he's out so early in his career. Yeah. What, 9 years?
He hit 10. It was 10-year career. Wasn't it?
I thought it was nine. Either way,
hey, welcome that's to not 314, where we're about on how many years people play. You won't get the facts, but you'll get close to the facts.
You'll get close enough. He was probably like 12 and a half. So he I mean, Megatron was like the best wide receiver they were talking about outside of Jerry Rice. Like, just from because Jerry Rice never ran the combine numbers that everyone usually typically has. Right. Calvin Johnson was like the most athletic wide receiver ever. He was like that new version, that new beast mode.
Yeah.
So him being gone this early, how bad does Detroit have to feel? They lost Sanders after 10 years?
This is the second time this has basically happened where a guy who's gone out pretty much close to on top of his position has just left. And that's just the whole culture in Detroit. It's a losing culture. And 9 years for Calvin Johnson was enough. And he's made tons of money, and he's going to go live. And hopefully his body wasn't damaged enough, and he lives a productive life afterwards.
Well, I like to touch on that, too. I mean, I think a lot of reason why you're seeing a lot of these good players and big-time players, you know, in recent years retiring early is because they're making stupid money. The guys before, like Jerry Rice era, didn't make the close to type of money that they're making now. So, you know, they're not liking the fact that they're feeling hurt all the time or injured and things like that. They're like, you know what, I made my money. Let me quit. Let me do something else.
Well, also, I think there's more research on brain damage in football players. That's why you're seeing guys that play maybe 1 or 2 years and then quit because they'd much rather live a longer life.
Yeah, Calvin made his money, but Barry Sanders wasn't – I mean, Barry Sanders, they had a really good NFL documentary on the NFL Network on Barry Sanders. I mean, that's – he wasn't – he's not, like, super paid, but what else? Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch retired.
Hung him up?
Yeah, but he's –
but
yeah,
did he on Twitter with the cleats?
Yeah, during the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl.
Classy. Awesome.
But I guess the big one, of course, is Peyton. Where does Peyton rank in your book for the all-time quarterback?
We talked about this last time, didn't we? We got into it, Weez.
I think we did. I don't remember.
It's been a while. You've had too many projects, probably. Yeah. But I currently stand as outside the top 10. You got very heated about that.
Was this a conversation we had in real on the podcast?
Yeah, we did. Like, good on you for really researching your own podcast.
I don't remember that, Weeds. I think maybe we touched about him, you know, having, you know, being class and not coming out. During
I think
the,
this might have been when we were like in that, the car driving down to Ballpark Village.
No, I don't. I disagree with that. We'll check that. Wait, we can check the tape on
check
it.
The we'll check the tape. Commercial.
We'll get a fact checker at the end of the show. We'll figure one out. Either way, I say Peyton outside the top 10.
Outside the top 10?
Outside the top 10. I'm very serious.
That is ridiculous. How is he outside the top 10?
Easily, dude.
How?
Okay, so I personally think Joe Montana is the greatest.
Okay.
Then Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Then probably, I mean.
He's struggling already. Yeah. He hasn't gotten a three.
Yeah. Struggling Brett Favre, yeah.
Troy. No, I go Bradshaw, then Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, okay.
Then Steve Young.
Oh, yeah, these are stretches.
Are you not counting?
That's six. We're at six.
That's 10.
That's
okay.
Not...
So...
Okay. Johnny Unitas.
Okay, barely.
Okay, you're gonna put Peyton. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Peyton has every statistic
in his day.
In the lead, he's the leader of every statistic: touchdown passes, yards. Joe Namath. He won one Super Bowl.
But for real, okay.
That's only eight. Give me two more. You can't even name two more quarterbacks.
Frank Tarkenton.
Okay, now you're just naming guys that played back in the day. You have no idea if they were good or not. You just heard their names.
Bernard Gilkey.
You know, one person.
Bernard Gilkey.
One person.
Who's next?
That's a callback, folks.
Who's next? Ryan Leaf.
One person you could have said you didn't was his boss, John Elway.
John, oh shit! John Elway's number three. That's my bad.
This list is ever changing. Peyton Manning.
This list is not ever changing. I'm just saying. Okay, fine. Whatever. Peyton has two
Tony
Super
Banks.
Bowl rings. He choked all the time in the playoffs, man. And this last Super Bowl wasn't even about him. It was about Denver's defense. He could throw 10 yards, maybe.
And he still won the Super Bowl.
The defense did. Just relax.
Okay. He only has 539 career touchdowns.
So you're saying greatest ever or what?
No, he's in the top five.
He's a top five for sure.
top three.
Five? I would go Sam Bradford. No, just kidding. Yeah. Which, by the way, got another deal somehow.
The magic man that is Sam Bradford.
What is that about?
I don't know, man. He's got a four-leaf clover up his ass? Jesus.
He's got some dirt on somebody in the NFL, right?
He's got dirt on Goodell.
I mean, there's a lot of dirt on Goodell out there. We just got to start digging.
That's your job.
Those are the projects I've been working on. Just wait for my ESPN 30 for 30 dropping in August.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever. Oh, my God.
Good hell. That's my 30 for 30. What if I told you? What if I told you that the commissioner of the NFL hates women?
What if I told you?
And Sam Bradford knows.
The commissioner of the NFL is a ginger, but that's not the word.
Oh, man. Speaking of hating on women, did you see the video of Brock Osweiler pushing a girl while holding a pizza? Did you see this?
No, but can you turn your TV down? I hear something in the background.
That's not mine.
Ryan?
Mine's off.
I don't know. Maybe it's some feedback.
But, hey, Weezer, tell your mom to turn on the TV.
So did you guys see that? You guys missed this Brock Osweiler video?
No, I saw it. I think people were overreacting to it.
I didn't see any of it. What happened?
Let me give you a rundown, Gabe.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, do it.
He's out with some friends, and another group of people start bothering and heckling them, and some broad the size of a freaking offensive tackle starts getting in his wife's face. So he pretty much kind of got in between, and she started getting at her. And he, with a pizza in one hand, back-armed, pushed her away with another. And all of a sudden, he's shoving, he's hitting a woman. It wasn't even like that. And then as he turned around and walked to his car, was shoving his back by a half pint, half his size, didn't drop the pizza, turned around.
I'm looking this up right now, by the way. That's insane.
Yeah. So
he was protecting his wife.
But the whole thing...
First off, that was a terrible description, I have to say. That was just awful. I really didn't. All I heard was basically Brock Osweiler was hitting women. So I need to find this.
While holding a pizza.
Right. That was the most important detail that you made there.
Holding
of the pizza was so.
If this was
violent.
The combine, the way he held this pizza is awful. He's holding it upside down, sideways. There's no way that pizza is in any shape to be eaten. When he gets
He's got people trying to get at him, man. At least he didn't drop it.
I think it was a little aggressive. He just pushes this lady a little aggressive. Here's the thing, Ryan. The NFL is making this whole point about how they love women.
That's why people are overreacting.
And you can't right now, as Brock Osweiler, trying to get that new deal from a team, go around pushing a lady while holding a pizza.
Probably
first
not
of all,
idea.
And you know what
first
the biggest problem was?
First of all, this lady was aggressively attacking him and his wife. He got in between the lady and his wife, and the lady kept going, and he pushed her out of the way.
All right, I don't want to comment on this until I see it. Is it on TMZ or where?
It was TMZ.
All right.
Well,
it's everywhere.
I can't find it on YouTube, so that's usually
TMZ. Yeah, TMZ broke it. Here's the thing. You can't push women. And the worst part, it wasn't even a Papa John's pizza. How mad is Peyton?
I know. You stole my thunder on that.
Oh, I'm sorry, right?
Them Denver quarterbacks love their pizza.
All right.
Good kidder.
All right. We'll take a quick break so Gabe can watch the video. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more about stuff. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. This is the 314 Podcast. Welcome back to the 314 Podcast. Weezer, Gabe, Ryan. Gabe just saw the video. Gabe, it's not that bad, right?
Not that bad. I mean, I don't think he should have probably put himself in that situation, but he just kind of walked away, and he had this huge pizza box. It was ridiculously big pizza box.
And I'm telling you would agree with me now that pizza is not going to be edible to eat after the way he was holding it.
I
hope he can hold a football better than. Well, Ryan, I know you would eat it. I've seen you eat like food off the floor at Ballpark Village.
That is a false statement right there.
If you say so. All right, speaking of Ballpark Village, baseball just around the corner. Coming up here in the next couple weeks, we'll be previewing the 2016 St. Louis Cardinals. But some news out at the Cardinals early. Shortstop Jahani Peralta is out 2 to 3 months with a torn thumb ligament, which means he'll be back just in time for his annual second half disappearance. So, is this a huge blow to the Cardinals since we don't have an heir apparent at shortstop?
I don't think so.
So, are you ready to start the Jed Jerkle period, or are you looking outside for a shortstop?
I think you're going to see what you have within, you know, at least the first part of the season. They're probably going to make a move. But Jahani Peralta, yeah, does he got sure hands when the ball is hit to him? He has no range. He's getting old. He's fat and out of shape. And we all know he can't play a whole season.
He was actually looking pretty thin at spring training. He dropped some weight. He was looking pretty svelte.
Weez knows all about the weight. Just think about that.
Here we are again. We're back to our Cardinals. our Cardinals analysis exists on, man, did he put on pounds? Man, did he lose too much weight? But I will say, Yachty lost too much weight and lost all that power. I'll still second that all day.
That affected his grip strength late in the season.
Here, do I see anybody being, other than that Diaz kid who's supposed to be a stud at shortstop, maybe needs to learn how to hit better, but... You know, I don't think that's a – I think you can do a Jerko-Diaz combo where, you know, Jerko's probably playing the first seven innings, and then if you got the lead, you put Diaz in for defense.
Who do we have in the pipeline?
Nobody. That's the problem. There's no heir apparent in the Cardinals organization for shortstop. You got Greg Garcia possibly, but he's still not – you know, he's kind of like a Pete Cosma. Good, you know, good defender, not a great hitter.
And not a first round draft pick.
And you got Diaz, and basically you had Jerko, who's going to be a backup. Hopefully, his strongest position is third, but you're going to make him play short. And I think it's going to be a little rough. But one good thing is Jerko is hitting well down in spring training.
One good thing is, I mean, you know, you call him a backup. I agree, but he's a utility guy. That's a guy that's going to start most days during the week. Whether it's second, short, or third, he's the guy that's going to give the other guys days off.
It's now like Garcia, who is probably going to get his shot next year, really has a chance to make this team, and he's got to step it up because from what I've seen so far, it's not there.
Yeah, that's not good. that's terrible.
Shortstop has been our weakest position here.
Since Ozzie.
Well, no, we had solid Renteria.
Eckstein.
And Renteria. Like, second base has always been...
Renteria we had for, what, 2 years?
Renteria we had for five, almost. Eckstein we only had for two. Yeah.
Hey, maybe we can trade for Hanley Ramirez since he's learning first right now.
Hey, we're going to have everybody's learning first.
That's a joke.
Dude, Hanley Ramirez... When he was in Florida on the Marlins, I didn't understand why we didn't go for him. It made no sense. They were giving him away. It was the same as the Detroit Tigers fire sale at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But probably like 5 years ago.
It was a contract you didn't want to get involved with. It wasn't good. It wasn't good it's good for the Dodgers who could afford it. Wouldn't have been good for us.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But Hanley Ramirez, he's the type of guy. I mean, he's a solid hitter, solid defender, but I don't know, clubhouse, I haven't heard great things
terrible,
about
terrible.
Him. And that's thing.
Speaking about, didn't Albert Pujols just finish selling his house?
Here?
Yeah, or some piece of property.
He sold some property. He still lives here.
Oh, no, that was his L.A. home he was selling.
Yeah, he lives here. Still calls St. Louis
his home.
In
L.A.
Yeah.
Jesus.
How's that working out for you, Albert?
Okay, so was that the worst contract sign, or was A-Rod's?
No, Pujols, ESPN just put out an article, or somebody, and Pujols is number one worst contract in baseball history.
The general manager's been fired.
Yeah, everybody's been fired except the coach who's on the hot seat, and if they don't make the playoffs.
Is Socia still the coach?
Yeah, yep. And if they don't make the playoffs this year, he's gone. He gone.
Yeah. I mean, and, you got Mike Trout's. I think Mike Trout's the best player in the game. I mean, you had him leading off, and Pujols still, he hasn't hit 300 since the trade. He hit like 240 last year, 242.
It was higher than that. It was higher.
No, it wasn't, man.
I don't know if he broke 250, but.
It was 240 something. And
he was 244.
Yeah. And, I mean, to have how many RBIs? Maybe 100?
Not even.
He actually had some home runs last year.
Yeah, 95 RBIs with 40 home runs last year.
Yeah, you should be having a shit ton more RBIs, man. I mean, hitting in that lineup. Now, even with Hamilton out.
And a bunch more base hits.
He can't run, dude. He can't run down the line.
Yeah.
Hey, good, man. It's all good, man.
Hey, that's on him, dude. I guess, what was it, a $30 million delta between the contracts?
It was a little more than that. It was a little more. It was like they were off by like $50 million.
Really? I thought it was like 230 to 200 or something. Either way, best move we ever made.
It was like 230 to R172 or something like that.
Fair enough. I'm glad he listened to his wife. There you go.
Well, no, that's wrong because he was a $300 million deal.
Yeah, he was 10 years, $300 million.
No, it was 10 years, 240.
That's no, the first $300 million was Cano, I thought.
Yeah, it was 10 years, 240.
Yeah, 10 years, 240, and then the Cardinals offered him like 200.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that was
once again the stats. The stats on the 314 ballpark stats.
Yeah, you can just cut and delete that shit.
I just would like to put this out real quick. I'm on the baseballreference.com page. And next to his name, it tells you how to pronounce his name, and it literally is Pujols. wow. All right. Other Cardinals notes. Waka made his debut today, gave up a run. Wainwright, two scoreless innings yesterday. Pitching looks good so far. You know what I'm looking forward to is this bullpen. Bullpen is going to be really good.
It is. It's going to be fantastic to watch. We're not going to – I don't foresee us, you know, being better offensively than last year, but I think the bullpen is going to be even stronger, especially with Walden coming back and the sign of O. It's going to be badass to watch.
Yeah. And there's a tip out there, guys. If you got an old Kyle Loesch jersey, you can turn that into a O jersey because they both have 26, and you just take out, well, the letters that aren't in O. How do you spell Loesch, Ryan? Let's make this easier. How do you spell O?
Oh, man. I should have waited a little longer than that. That would have been great.
I know how to spell Loesch.
All right.
Quick hitter, Ryan. How do you spell Loesch?
Lohse.
There you go. Put it on the board. Ding. How do you spell O?
I don't know. That's tough. This is bullshit. Why do you give him all the easy ones?
All right.
Do you remember? Oh, by the way, Ryan, last year, this same time, we did our Cardinals preview. You said Carlos Martinez. No bueno. He was dirt.
I didn't say no bueno. I didn't think that he was should have been a starter.
Yeah, you were saying thumbs down. If that kid was healthy in the playoffs, we'd probably got past the Cubs.
I think our problem with the Cubs was we couldn't hit.
Our problem was the pitching in game 2 and 3.
Oh, yeah. Jaime Garcia went back to his mental midget stage.
Right. You don't have that fucktard on the mound, and all of a sudden, that's definitely Carlos in that spot.
And just his one outing so far, he got rocked, Jaime. Somebody tell him it's not the playoffs.
Are we still paying him? Are we still paying that bastard?
He's going to be your number 4 starter.
$44 million. It was almost – you know what? Kyle Loesch's contract was better. Kyle Loesch's contract, we got one solid year. At least one.
Yeah, he was good for 3 years.
A couple years.
Whoa. No way. Pull up the stats on that, big boy. There's no way. He had one solid season. And whatever. He had some injuries. Garcia's been injured since getting on the take. Like, from the beginning. It's never been good. He's never gotten out of the fifth inning.
Kyle Loesch had 3 seasons with 14 more wins with the Cardinals.
okay, 14 is a very low bar for good. What were those? Was it 14 and like 5 or 14 and like 10?
He went 15 and 6. Then he went nice. 6 and 10, season. 4 and 8. Wait. And then he went 14 and 8 and then 16 and 3.
The 16 and 3, that last season, it was worth it, dude.
Yeah.
That's when he got that big contract with, was it Milwaukee?
Yeah, the Brewers.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into a little more Cardinals next week as we preview the outfield. And then week after that, we'll do infield and then pitching.
Coming up in a month, we'll be back here talking about some stuff.
Oh, I'll be here next week. I don't know about you, Gabe. Living the dream with the two babies right now. And then Ryan.
I'm on 4 hours worth of sleep.
Ryan's on tour. This could be a one-man show next week. All right, we'll take a break. Quick Hitters coming up next. This is the 314 Podcast. Welcome back to the 314 Podcast, Weezer Gabe Ryan. It's time for Quick Hitters. And Ryan, why don't you get us started this week with Quick Hitters?
You know, we talked about this last week, and it still bothers me. I don't know why, but I still like subconsciously keep finding myself caring what's happening with the Rams during the offseason.
I know. It's like that habit. On the ticker, it'll be like the Rams franchise Trumaine Johnson. You're like, no, I don't care about that.
I know.
I think it's like, really going to sink in come September.
When I'm on RotoWorld or on the Score app, and I'm looking at articles and they got something with the Rams, I find myself intrigued to click on it. Then it's like I get like two sentences in. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't care. I don't care.
Here's the worst hell? Part.
What's wrong
awesome.
With me? What
awesome.
Is wrong with me?
Here's the worst part. There was certain things I would follow on Twitter about the Rams, and I went through and I cleared all those out so I didn't have to see.
I tried to also.
And now I see more Rams stuff than ever because the NFL is retweeting Rams stuff, and it's like, and it's...
Guys, Todd Gurley, God Turley, is about to become the biggest NFL player, the new AP. The Rams are going to take off. And we're going to sit here being like, we're never getting a football team again.
The Rams aren't going to take off. They're still poorly run.
Whoa.
They don't even
Let's just be real. They're a quarterback away. That defense is still solid. They let go of Chris Long.
And James Laurinaitis.
But they were getting old. They got the best out of them.
Okay, once they get a quarterback, who are they going to throw to?
They're going to draft, dude, so high. They're going to draft so high.
They're not drafting high. They're like a 16th pick.
They still have first-rounders, man. That's fine.
First of all, I'm going to make a prediction. Todd Gurley is going to struggle the next couple years.
What?
No, Todd Gurley is going to run all over.
Let him finish this talk.
It's going to be like the Jerome Bettis thing. He's going to struggle here in St. Louis because they're not going to have an offensive line or a good team around. He's going to go somewhere else and just tear it up.
I think he's put up last
wherever season. He is, he's good enough as long as he's healthy to be putting up 1,200 yards a season.
Maybe that's more wishful thinking, but I'm hoping that's what happens.
The Rams are still poorly ran front office-wise.
Obviously, Stan Kroenke.
And you know what? It's not in the plan to win yet. You got to
win. NFL makes things happen. You think that schedule is going to be soft for the 2016 season? I'm guessing yes.
The schedule's made year in advance. Like, you can go look up the schedule for 20.
Fine, let's look up the schedule right now. I guarantee you they knew this a year in advance.
Well, I'm just saying, the schedule's set.
It just happened, bruh.
The schedule's been set for, like, years. You know who you're going to play.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. It's like a hedge fund manipulating a stock. Let's look at this, man. Let's look at the schedule. I'll be shocked.
All right, here we go.
We got any bangers on this. And, like, coincidentally, they're playing the Cleveland Browns 7 weeks in a row.
Here's the problem. I Googled St. Louis Rams schedule. Just by... And they're like, there's no such thing as the St. Louis Rams.
Wikipedia, St. Louis Rams from 1994 to 2015. Dead.
Rest in peace. The Rams will play at home, Arizona, San Francisco, Seattle. That's a given.
Those are all in, you know, interdivision.
Atlanta, Carolina, Buffalo, Miami, New York. And they'll also play New Orleans, Tampa Bay, New England, Jets, and Detroit on the road.
I heard I heard New England is the only solid, probably plus 500 team on that schedule on the road.
No, the Jets are a plus 500 team.
You're going to go Jets? You're going to go Jets.
Yeah.
I'm going to root for them definitely that week.
Yeah. You don't think
you're going to say Jets are a plus 500 team.
What about Arizona and Seattle? You got to count those guys too.
They have to play them. They're right. Inner division. I'm right. Saying outside of their interdivisional games.
Just one. I think they could lose all those games.
I'm saying the Rams are like three games.
We've proven that from year to year. But you know, like,
I don't want to talk about this team anymore.
Let's move on.
Right, this is the opposite of a quick hitter. You're right.
Yeah. All right, Gabe, you got a quick hitter?
Yeah, quick hitter. How many times should a person go to a karaoke in a month? What would you say is a healthy one? Once? Twice? Or never? It's literally the worst thing ever.
Hey, it's fun.
Gabe's just jealous because he was in no shape to get up there and rock out with Todd Thomas, a.k.a.
That is also true, but not part of this.
I'm surprised we didn't get kicked out with Gabe's head on the table after the first 20 minutes.
I was so tired, and I just didn't want to be there at some point.
You weren't tired. You were drunk. You're like, let's go to another bar.
I promise you I never said that, and I promise you I was exhausted before I left. I just wanted to see you karaoke for some reason, and it – dude, you didn't even make any shout-outs of the 314, and you were on stage. You had your platform.
Oh, he's waiting for the big St. Patty's Day.
Oh, you're holding for it. Okay.
He's going to go all out.
Wait it out.
Yeah. Okay. Since he can't get off for St. Patrick's during the day, he's going to go hard that night at Ballpark Village with Todd Thomas.
Well, I'm going to have a T-shirt made. I'm going to – yeah. Remember the Save Dustin Diamond T-shirts? I'm going to have the Save Gabe Diamond with your similar hairdo that Dustin Diamond has.
Wow.
With your face on it.
How come we never brought that up? Are you guys related?
Just Neil Diamond. It's only Neil Diamond.
Are you and Screech related?
We are.
All right. Screech in the building.
Didn't he just go to he got arrested again or something happened.
He stabbed a guy.
He stabbed – no, who's like hilarious.
He stabbed a guy because somebody iced him. If you don't know what icing is, that's when you give someone a Smirnoff ice and they have to get down on one knee and chug it. Somebody iced Dustin Diamond and he stabbed a guy. Screech, where you are. All right, I got one here. You guys, you know, when you watch the news, like local news, and I was like live in Chesterfield, I'm so-and-so. There's one thing they do, like, that's kind of bothering me. They're in the studio. And they're like, live in the studio, I'm so-and-so. It's like, you don't have to tell me you're live in the studio. I see that you're in the studio. Knock that crap off, local news.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we had to get that off Weeze's chest.
Hey, man, quick hitters just, it's anything can happen.
Ryan, back to you, bud.
Yeah, we pretty much touched on all of mine in the earlier segment, so I'm still trying to think of some.
Wow. Not quick on the feet.
Wow, not prepared. It sounds like.
I definitely was prepared.
I make sure I have my quick hitters, right?
The problem was he was too busy learning the words to Night Moves, which he'll do this Thursday, Ballpark Village. Working on my Night Moves.
Quick hitter. What? Pick a worst sports city right now. I mean, just worst sports, not fans. The worst sports city.
As if
Detroit versus Cleveland.
So. Yeah, as a fan base.
No, like, not fans. Not as actual teams.
Well, like, if you were a fan of those teams, which
one? It would just be the worst city to live in. basically the worst sports city to live in.
That would Detroit be Cleveland. Because at least with Detroit, you still got the Red Wings.
Ooh, oh, that's it. That's fair. That's fair.
Cleveland, right? You got the Indians, and you got the Browns, and you have... the Cavs.
LeBron, and then you have LeBron James.
You have LeBron James right now, dude.
Yeah, but you have a aging LeBron James who ranks out of...
Listen to this
season. No, he's terrible this season.
Yeah, he's a prima donna. They'll never be as good as Jordan.
By all means, I hate LeBron James, but he's still LeBron James.
Of 163 ranked shooters from the outside, he is ranked 150 right now. He can't shoot anymore.
He never was a good shooter. He was a bull in a china shop. The guy would just bulldoze his way to the rim. He never had the fadeaway. He never had any of that.
He's allowed to travel and push guys out of the way.
Yeah, it's, I completely agree.
But he's still
LeBron James.
Who are you taking right now? LeBron or Carmelo? Whoa.
Don't usurp my quick hitter. I want to know Ryan's vote.
I think Cleveland.
All right, Cleveland, two for Cleveland?
Yeah.
And you know what? The Tigers were a good, solid baseball team, and the Indians have – it's been since Albert Bell and Kenny Lofton. I'm taking Detroit. I'd rather – Flint water, though. God damn it.
Don't drink
water. All right, Cleveland. Okay, it's a sweep.
I got one quick hitter. Tiger Woods doesn't play in a PGA event this year, in this calendar year.
He will.
No, he
might not make the cut, but he'll try.
No, I don't think. He won't play. He won't play at all.
No, I think he'll try to play.
I don't think so. The guy.
I think at least once, because you got to try to know, and he'd get too much shit if he didn't try.
The problem is, from what I was hearing, it's a little better now, but he couldn't go more than 10 minutes. The only workout he could do was go walk on the beach for 10 minutes, and then he had to go lay down.
What's wrong with him again?
Back.
He had the same back surgery as I did, but I had it twice.
Hasn't he had two or three on the back?
You can only have two microdiscectomies, and then you have to have spinal fusion. Gotcha. I think he only had one.
Okay.
What's weird? I had the same ACL too. They did the hamstring graft.
You're basically Tiger Woods,
dude. That explains why my golf game is so whack now.
You have that pure swing.
No, it's not. That's not true.
What was our boy's name that we've got?
That was never good.
Gary, was that the guy?
Who? Oh yeah. What's his name?
I don't know. We're gonna call him Gary because Gary said you had the pure swing.
When I had the best.
The best part about that was you shanked the ball straight right into the woods. He's like, man, pure swing. That dude loved you. You could do no wrong.
He was a big fan once he heard you were working for Fox Sports. Yeah.
Once he found out what I did, he's like, oh
shit.
Yeah, you got a pure swing. Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm just saying, I think Tiger Woods can – he'll try again. He just – at some point, you're so rich, you just don't want to be in pain.
That's very true. I don't think he'll play this year. I think next year he'll make a comeback.
I don't think he ever comes back, but I think he tries this
year. I think by that I mean he will play. I don't think he's going to play this year. Ryan, did you think of one yet? You got another quick hitter?
Yeah. Do you think the Blues are making out of the first round of the playoffs, especially without making a trade at the trade deadline?
No, because the Blues do what they do. That's bounce out of the first round.
Man, they stood pat, dude. That was terrible. Man, see all these moves being made.
Yeah, they're like Kansas Jayhawks of hockey. Come on, first round.
I'm ready to move on from Hitchcock.
Yep,
I'm ready to move on from Backus.
Yeah.
No, I like Backus. I think the reason why Backus hasn't signed his extension yet because he's waiting to see what they do with Hitchcock. I don't think he wants to play for Hitchcock.
Well, I don't think I want him as my captain.
He's a good captain.
How is he a good captain? What has he done that's so great?
Right. He's a leader in the locker room. Why? Because he's not scoring 50 goals a year? He can't be a captain?
Look, nobody's scoring. The only person who scores is Tarasenko.
Rob Ramage was a captain. If that tells you anything.
Man, Garth Butcher was a captain. Those guys knew how to get the, you know, Backus doesn't fire anybody up. And then,
sure he does.
No, he doesn't. He'll take a stupid penalty in the playoffs, and that's why he's like, oh, I fired his team up by taking a cross-check penalty. He's not a good captain.
He's a good captain.
Okay. All right, you say so.
Well played, guys. That was interesting. Quick hitter. Best St. Paddy's beer. Best beer to drink on St. Paddy's Day, I should say.
The green ones.
Nice. Guinness isn't green, bruh.
No, but
I do not like Guinness. What's the other shoot? Starts with an S, I think.
Smidwick's, isn't it?
Schmidwick's.
You're so good. How did the three of us not know the name of them?
I was only drinking on St. Paddy's Day.
I'll drink Harp, dude. I like Harp.
Harp.
Oh, Harp. Yeah, there you go.
Green Harp. That's what
I like. Harb. Harb went to the green bottle just recently, though. It was only the past few years. It used to have a brown bottle.
Well, no, I'm talking about like at Ballpark Village last year. They had green Harb. Like the
shit.
It was green.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about Harb. I'm gonna take mine back, Harb.
All right. Well, this is a one from the fans. All right. Speaking of St. Paddy's Day, this is the Bamer Law Quick Hitter of the Day, brought to you by Bamer Law. You got a ticket? Call him up at Bamer Law, 636. I lost the number. This is terrible. I had the number. You know, just look him up. It's Bamer Law.
Damn, Weez.
Sorry.
Oh, we're definitely losing another sponsor now.
Sorry, Eric.
636-896-4020, Bamer Law. And this one comes from Eric Bamer himself. The question is, quick hitter, Weezer is going out for his birthday on Saturday, going downtown for the St. Paddy's Day Parade. His quest is 31 beers for 31 years. How many beers will Weezer get? That quick hitter brought to you by Eric Bamer of Bamer Law.
Well, I think Weezer will open 31. I think he'll like drink like half of them and like put them down.
Wow.
Weezer's that guy you can never invite to a party because like he opens a beer and like puts it down and go gets another one.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Damn, that's bad. That's like Han.
Just open half a beer and leave it. I finish it. What are you talking about, Ryan?
That's a terrible accusation.
Weezer, I'll say about 15 because you'll have plenty of shots.
Yeah. I'm thinking about adding the shots into my 31 for 30. Just 31 drinks for 30.
No, you won't make it, no.
I think I'm going to make it.
You did pretty good last year. I think it's a year older. It's a year older, but
not a year wiser.
Hey, Father Time.
I know. Father Time could play a role. You know, we'll get it going at the parade. I was 16, 17 deep after the parade. Then I don't know what happened, except I run this city. All right. Anybody got any other quick hitter?
Ryan, do you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Gabe?
No.
I got one more, just real quick. Erin Andrews.
Oh.
That was creepy, right?
She's hot.
All right. Easy, Brian.
That was supposed to be that way. That was premeditated. Go ahead.
Erin Andrews.
That was not premeditated.
Erin Andrews, if you're listening, his name's Ryan Grimes. No affiliation with the 314 podcast. He's just on. Any lawsuits are directed his way. But speaking, $55 million. For her lawsuit against the stalker, who could be Ryan, and Marriott Hotels, where Ryan likes to stay, apparently.
Okay.
Do you guys think excessive, right on?
Excessive?
I think it is, but I think they're trying to make a point here that you want to be safe when you go to a public place like a hotel. It's not even just because she was a celebrity. What if somebody was filming you, Ryan? I hope that person has huge mental issues, but...
I mean, whatever. I mean, that would never happen, but... I mean, fuck, I don't know. Who cares? I think she's a muddy, grubbing chick that's just looking for a way to... some quick cash. I don't know. Shit.
Wow. Okay, I categorically disagree with that.
We love women. Ryan, you and your Roger Goodell-like mentality.
Nothing like Roger Goodell. How many times has he tried busting people for stuff like this or trying to sue people? This has happened more than once.
I think it's happened once to the one guy in the hotel that actually filmed her while she was in her room. In the buff.
Yeah. This is all bad. We should end with the quick hitter beforehand.
Yeah, we should have. Way to go, Ryan. Any ladies out there, his name's Ryan Grimes. He's currently single, and he's not ready to mingle.
We could literally be sued millions and millions of dollars at this point.
Not me. Just, that's all Ryan Grimes.
What if Erin Andrews thinks that she could be on any podcast and at any moment be talked about like what Ryan just did? So that's not good.
Freedom of speech. I can say what I want.
Not necessarily. There's that Republican mentality coming through.
I don't think you can just say. I think he's getting all Trump on us right now.
I think he's gone Donald Rumpf.
Is it Donald Drumpf?
Drumpf?
I'm getting nothing.
You're getting nothing?
Getting nothing out of this.
What is your arm doing up, right hand? Are you taking the pledge to vote for Trump?
Got a pen in my hand.
Yeah, so what's... Okay, so do you think that the analogy is... Quick hitter. Do you think the analogy of Hitler to Trump makes sense?
No. No comment. We're not talking politics on the show. I told you I might get into it.
Didn't you just talk about Aaron Andrews?
You guys talked about Aaron Andrews. Grubby. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think she's a money grubbing person. I think she's after the freaking quick buck.
I don't think so.
She's already rich.
Yeah.
She's not that rich. She makes a decent living. She's not.
She's rich now, but she was rich.
She makes more than you think, Ryan.
I think that's way too much.
I was expecting 5 to 10. I am very surprised, but that's why you asked for 75, I guess. I don't know.
I think if it was anybody else, they would have gotten anything or anything anywhere close to that.
I wonder about that. Like, if she wasn't quote-unquote good-looking and all that, would that actually happen? Like, would you get that type of settlement? That's kind of crazy. But in turn, like, I didn't think about the point Weezer made until just now when he said it, that – like, this is a precedent. Like, you want people to feel safe.
Yeah.
And it's more – she's not making 55. She's making 25. They knew that because
the guy won't be able to pay.
Yeah, that
could. And he said the only reason he made the video is he was broke anyway.
Right. So he's done forever, but he's not going to be able to pay $25 million. No. The hotel will.
Yeah.
I mean, that is jacked up. They couldn't just tell anybody, that's Aaron Andrews' room. Yeah, we can put you right next to her. This isn't weird at all. What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I see on that part that's the hotel's fault. If that's how it went down.
Right.
Absolutely it's the hotel's fault.
They deserve to be sued for that, absolutely. But I think she knew something was happening and she was trying to bait people into doing it.
What?
What?
Conspiracy theories have gone crazy.
Always.
Here.
Wait.
She knew that she was being videotaped?
I saw something that she thought that has happened in the past. And she was trying to set that up in prior hotel stays.
Aaron Andrews, if you are listening, which I highly doubt, but
she's not.
Just apologize for the 314.
Just, I'm sorry.
Jesus,
you're a great sports reporter.
You're gonna get us sued hard.
I'm not getting us sued. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but if we do, Bammer Law, they got our back.
Full circle, Weez. I like it.
That's how you do it. All right, let's raise a drink of the week. Green beer all around. Green Harp. St. Paddy's Day.
Cheers.
And the toast of the week goes out to our own rock star karaoke legend, Ryan Grimes, because he is now 10 years sober.
Drug-free.
Yeah. Definitely not sober.
It's a big difference, Weez.
I do partake in alcohol.
You've done this whole rock star thing backwards. Normally, you become a rock star, then you become a drug addict, then you go clean. You were a drug addict, went clean, now you're a rock star. Way to go. So let's drink some green beer to Ryan. And let's celebrate St. Paddy's Day next week, boys. Let's get at it.
You guys enjoy it. I'll try to see you on Saturday.
For the second annual Dogtown Live 314 podcast.
Can we just stop? Weezer's birthday is coming up on Saturday. I think the drink of the week can go to him as well. 314, here's to Weez. Happy 31.
Thanks, Gib. You're the man. I like your shirt, too, that says I like beer. It's brilliant.
It's for you.
All right. And now, because you did that, Gib, I'm going to send you to your favorite part, final thoughts.
Love it. final thoughts. It's been a long time since we had one of these podcasts, so there's a lot to reminisce about. I can't think of anything at this moment, so I'm going to pass it to Ryan.
Sounds good.
It was good getting back. I'm looking forward to the dead season of sports to kind of come to an end. Baseball's right around the corner, hockey playoffs. So
March Madness. Good.
March Madness, it is a good time to be a sports fan.
We're going
to
start a 314 podcast bracket, so anybody wants to join, we'll have it up on the website.
Yep. And with that, also, if you guys want to get down this Saturday downtown, your boys will be going hard. I'll be, probably by the time you see me, what time are you showing up, Ryan, like 6?
Maybe 7-ish.
What time am I picking you up, Ryan?
You know, pick me up around.
We'll make these plans later, guys. Make these plans later.
We'll do it offline.
Yeah. But I'll be about 23 there, 23 beers deep. And
I'm 31 years old.
I will hit 31. For Gabe Diamond, for Ryan Grimes, I'm Weezer Weir. 314 Podcast. Happy St. Paddy's Day.